Anna McDonald's baby's due next week.
I am extremely excited about having this baby. It's our first, and it was very planned. So it's just a dream come true for us.
McDonald's husband is a dishwasher, and she is currently unemployed. She lives in Lebanon, Oregon, and gets her health insurance from the Oregon Health Plan, the state's Medicaid program. McDonald wants to deliver her baby at a freestanding birth center close to her home, which is run by state-licensed midwives who offer a home birth style of care for women wanting to have a more natural birth experience. However, McDonald's request to deliver her baby at Growing Family Birth Center was denied. Judging by case documents reviewed by JPR, the denial was based on administrative reasons, not health or safety concerns. McDonald and her midwife appealed the denial.
We requested an expedited hearing so we could get it taken care of before the baby's here, because I am 38 weeks, 4 days pregnant right now today. And they denied my expedited hearing because they said that it wasn't a medical emergency. And when we did finally find out when my hearing was supposed to be, it's set for 12 days after my due date.
McDonald's midwife, Debbie Cowart, owner of Growing Family Birth Center, is perplexed.
It doesn't make any sense.
Cowart's voice sounds tired because she's been up all night, having just delivered 2 babies in 2 days. She's a state-licensed midwife with 25 years of experience in out-of-hospital births. She says that the Oregon Health Authority makes it unnecessarily difficult for pregnant women to have midwife-assisted out-of-hospital births. She says what's happening to McDonald is typical of the problems Oregon midwives have to deal with when they're trying to use the Oregon Health Plan.
It's very stressful for us as providers, but extremely stressful for pregnant women who are under enough stress as it is, just navigating their pregnancy and wanting to have this plan and always feeling like at any moment they could just deny their request.
In fact, pregnant women who are approved to deliver out of the hospital can have that approval revoked at any time, even after their baby is born. Combined with the low reimbursement rates for out-of-hospital birth care, this has put so much financial and emotional stress on midwives and their clients across the state that many midwives no longer take Medicaid clients. Cowart says she's one of the only midwives in Linn County who continues to accept OHP.
The majority of the midwives I know in the Mid-Willamette Valley, Albany, Corvallis, Lebanon, and north have withdrawn from being Oregon Health Plan providers.
Kara Franz is a home birth midwife who's been practicing in Southern Oregon for 9 years. She recently decided to no longer care for women on OHP.
They have a system in place that allows them to claim that they're supporting choice of birth, but in function, they make the system so difficult and so many hurdles to jump through that it's forcing midwives to stop accepting it.
The Oregon Health Authority declined JPR's repeated requests for an interview. In written materials, the agency claims it has a growing number of midwives eligible to request coverage for their out-of-hospital clients. Though it declined to say how many claims are actually submitted by those midwives, the agency also says it currently approves 90% of requests. The agency says the only way a woman could be denied coverage after birth is, quote, if her provider had never obtained approval before delivery. But it is that very approval that Anna McDonald has been trying to obtain. So she's in a holding pattern, not sure if her baby will come before or after the hearing.
This is a completely absurd situation, and I think they're taking advantage of someone like me who's in kind of a precarious position here, which, you know, I could have my baby any day, and they're just going to be like, tra-la-la, you know, we'll figure it out when we figure it out.
A spokesperson from the Oregon Health Authority would not comment on Anna McDonald's situation, citing privacy concerns. The agency says it, quote, supports the ability of every mother covered by the Oregon Health Plan to deliver in a safe, supportive, and comfortable environment. But if Anna McDonald's experience is any indication, it looks like the agency is falling short of that goal. Jennifer Margulis, JPR News.